Video ball is a piece of electronic equipment. Video ball is a sport you can play. Video ball is a sport everyone can play. Go play video ball. More info at videoball.net.
It is the Chicago First podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, closing out our night here, December 4th. Here at Virgin Hotel, first snow today, and it's been an awesome night of conversation here tonight, and I'm really glad we're closing it out with Raven Lene, first time on the podcast. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know I've said this tonight a couple times, but you're another artist, creative, who I've been seeing your work for a while, so I'm really glad we get to talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning. How did music happen for you? Because I want to talk about all the cool things you're doing in the present, but when did this start for you?
I've always been artistically inclined, so I always knew that I wanted to be an artist of some sort. Singing was actually the last thing that I decided on.
Really?
I was a dancer at first. I was into ballet and tap. And from there, I was a quitter. I quit a lot of things. I quit that. And then I took guitar lessons for a while, and I quit that. And I took piano lessons, and I stuck with that for a while. And then my piano teacher told me, he gave me an assignment to sing to one of the songs that I was composing.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've been a singer. Like, I'm like, okay, this is way more fun than sitting at a piano. I can do way more. So since then, I've been a singer.
Did you feel like up to that point, like you were like circling, you were kind of like looking for the right lane for yourself, and then when you started singing, you're like, this is what I was looking
definitely,
for?
Definitely. Because I hate it to like, I feel like your passion should not be a chore. So when it starts feeling like a chore, that's when it's not your passion.
That's not the thing.
So when I would hate going to piano and guitar lessons, I'm like, why do I hate this so much? Why don't I practice when I go home? Because it wasn't for me. So.
And yeah, why would you want to do something that you don't enjoy?
Yeah.
You don't have to do, yeah, absolutely. So Raven Lene, doing really, really cool things right now. It feels like this is the year that you've really started to kind of get attention, like 2015, 2016.
Mm.
Is that the case, you think?
Yeah.
Like, what has that been like, where, like, suddenly people are becoming more and more aware of your music and your art?
It's weird, man. It's weird. There's no other word for it but weird. I mean, I appreciate it. It's really cool, but at the same time, it's like, whoa. Like, when people know who I am. Like, I can't go out bumming anymore because people want pictures and stuff. So it's really, really strange. But it's awesome at the same time. You know, you want that recognition for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You want, you know, that's why I do it, for people to feel and to connect with me. And when that happens, it's magic. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's got to be kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Like, did you think that your music was going to connect with audiences the way that it has?
No. A lot of things go on in my head, and it's amazing to see that the same thing is going on in other people's heads. So it's amazing.
So this summer, you re-released the record, Moon Shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that originally came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pick that apart for a second. Like, what was the reason for the re-release?
I don't know. I think there needed to be a more polished, refined, like, official release,
mm-hmm.
because then it was just a release. So I added a couple more songs to it, and I put it on Spotify and iTunes. It was just more legit, as the people say.
It was like a proper rollout.
Right. So,
yeah. Did you feel kind of more complete with that?
Like, yes. Like, I'm like, okay, I can move on.
Yeah.
I can move on now. It's so old, though. It's really old.
Well, I was going to say, like, is that weird that I think for a lot of people, they're just discovering this record
mm-hmm.
this year. But for you, you've probably lived with these songs. Like, when did these songs kind of start?
Oh, my God. In the beginning, when I first met Monty
mm-hmm.
and Chris and Sami and everyone, that's when it happened.
The Zero Fatigue.
Yeah. That's when it happened. Like, back to back. So those songs are really, really old to me. And, like, it's annoying because, like, I want to stop singing them. But I can't.
Because everyone else is just being
yes,
like,
yes.
These new songs are great. And you're like, define new.
I'm just like, no. But it's good, though. I like when people, I mean, if you found me this morning, you know?
Right.
I'm still, you know, circulating. So that means something.
And it's new to them.
Right.
One thing that stands out to me about listening to the record is it's a very professional sounding debut. Mm. It's very professional. It's very mature. Like, what was it like to get to that place and kind of like your first real outing that people are hearing?
Looking back now, it doesn't sound mature to me. Like, I've just changed so much
in a
year or two. And my writing style has changed. My voice has matured dramatically. So when I look back, I'm like, okay, it's cute. But, like, I know what I can do. So
yeah.
It's just a stepping stone. It's the first, you know.
Right.
It was the first.
It's the debut, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's always, like, the statement that people like.
Right.
It's so their first introduction.
Overall, I think it was a nice statement.
I think so, too. I was blown away.
Really?
I think it's a really mature, professional-sounding record. I think there's a lot of emotional depth. I think there's a lot of, like, emotional engagement and connection.
Really?
Like, absolutely.
Get that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound surprised that people, like, took something from your music.
I'm always surprised when people feel that way because I always felt like, looking back at it now and listening, I'm like, I just wasn't as raw and open and, I don't know. I just...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it just doesn't sound honest to me. If that
okay.
makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound connectable. That's
but you know what? It's probably because, especially for you, who you are those songs and you lived them, that's like looking at a picture of yourself from 2 years ago and being like, what was I doing with my hair then?
Yeah.
But somebody else might not know that picture's two years old and be like, oh, you look good there.
That's
and you're
such
like,
a good, that's yeah. such a good thing you just said. That was really good. It's the exact same thing.
No, it's, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I read online that you're working on new music. Is that the case already? Mm-hmm. Because you've probably lived with this for a while.
Yes. So I've been, I went through this weird spell where I just couldn't write anything. Like, I just was not inspired. And this just let up like a week or so ago.
Really?
So since then, I've just been writing. So I'm back in my groove. So hopefully some good things come out of that.
How does that happen for you when you're writing? Like, when that does hit you and you kind of get that electric volt, like, do you have to be at home? Do you have to be, like, is there a certain method to it, or?
I have to be home. Like, people book studio sessions to literally write. I can't do it.
It seems like a very expensive way to write.
Like, why do you do that?
Yeah.
They sit there with the producer, and they write on the, like, how?
Right.
I can't, like, that's a more personal thing. I can't write with people sitting next to me or, like, shooting their ideas. Just, like, stop. Like, I have to be at home by myself with the door closed.
You know, there's something to be said for creating by yourself at home without anyone around.
Yeah.
I think it's a very pure process.
And the studio is usually the very last step for me.
Right.
Like, after everything, like, I record stuff on my phone. Like, I have music on my phone that I just record on an app, and then I go to the studio and I just strictly record. What else would you do at a studio but record, you know?
Some people write.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Different
approaches.
People are different.
Absolutely.
People are different. People have their preferences, but...
Yeah. So what can you say about the music that you are writing right now that you kind of, like, have this energy going on?
It's more, like I said, it's more mature.
Yeah.
And honest. I've been very honest with my writing because a lot of things go on with me and I just don't really vocalize it how I should, I feel.
Well, and emotional honesty... like, through music, writing, whatever the platform is, visuals, like, it's intimidating. It's scary.
It's scary. I feel naked all the time. Like, when I put out a new song, I literally put my phone upstairs and I go to sleep downstairs. Because...
Like, you don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it. I don't, like, it's just... It's a lot, you know?
But you know what? All great art that's ever really made an impact in people's lives, whether it's a classic film, a classic book, a classic song, it's like... The way that happens is it's always from somebody who actually puts something out there that means something.
Yeah.
You know, nobody remembers, like, shitty songs that don't mean anything. I mean, they remember them maybe, but they're not like, man, that song changed my life.
Yeah, it's not moving.
Nobody's like, I mean, I don't want to name any bands. But I grew up in the 90s in a very disposable time. There were a lot of songs that did not last.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So, like, yeah, all the stuff that really makes a difference and means something to people... Mm-hmm. comes from an emotionally honest place.
Definitely.
So, something else you have going on that's really exciting, you're going to be on tour with No Name next year.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. How did that come together? Like, I think that's really exciting. That's a great pairing.
Yeah. Honestly, I like doing stuff with people I know and people I like. So, it just happened that way. I'm always the last to know about stuff. So everyone else knew before I knew that I was going on tour, but I don't really know the ins and outs of that, but I just rock with it.
That's good. Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be your first national tour?
I had a week tour on the West Coast with a group called Han.
Okay.
So I just went to Cali and Arizona. So that was cool. That was like a month ago.
But this looks like it's going to be a bigger
tour. This is a bigger tour.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so. No Name, I mean, A, that telephone record is gorgeous. And B, it's like she's in her own lane right now. Mm-hmm. It's like that pairing of you and her together, I think that's really incredible.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of relationship do you have with No Name? Because I know you guys collaborated on music before, too.
Yeah. She's funny. She's really, really funny. we just laugh together. I mean, I'm silly, too, so it works. Everyone in our circle is just silly. Like, we have a group chat, and we just, like, send Alicia Keys memes and stuff all day.
Man, we're living in the golden age of communicating with memes. We're so lucky to be living like that right now. So you've got the new record that's in the works right now. You've dropped a couple of visuals from this album. Like, are you thinking that there's more videos on the way from this record, or are you only looking ahead towards the new material right now? What's next?
I'm kind of over Moon Shoes.
Yeah.
So, new stuff. Yeah.
And with the tour, like, are you looking beyond that, or is it too early to say what next year looks like?
After the tour, I'm working on an album. So, my first album.
Yeah.
And probably more visuals, more shows.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. I'm really glad we got you on tonight.
Me too.
Like, the music, I know that you're like a little bit like, oh, well, I've kind of lived through that, but it's like, I think it's gorgeous and it has so much emotional connection.
Thank you.
So I can't wait to hear the new material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we got to start this dialogue and same invitation. Please, let's continue this next year.
For sure.
As new projects are coming out and new things are happening with
mm-hmm.
you. Raven Lanay, the record is called Moon Shoes. It's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
New music on the way, on tour next year, beginning of January, or through January, beginning of the year with No Name. I think we covered
that's
it,
everything.
Right?
Yeah. That's everything.
exciting things happening. Raven Lanay, thank you so much for coming up tonight, closing us out on Dynasty Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Woo!
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.